why I was calling yesterday, Dave.
Yeah.
So we got that at Indy.
I like that.
Do you think we're getting to the point to where we need to consider maybe so many dates?
I think we probably need to send it to retail development and have a conversation about it.
Are you okay with maybe approving this and getting feedback?
Mm-hmm.
And then?
Yeah, I mean, to me it still falls under the guidelines.
Yes.
Looks like it's 11 o'clock. We'll call to order the Board of Public Works and Safety meeting for April the 28th, 2023. Thanks everybody for being here a day late. We have the minutes. Has everybody had a chance to review the minutes of the previous meeting? If so, I'll entertain any motions related to.
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes as presented.
I'll second that.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. No public hearings, no old business, jump straight into new business. Farmer's Market, the Rolling Pig Pen, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., May the 5th, 19th, and the 26th. They have a couple dates on here that were from April as well, but those were approved a couple meetings ago. So this is a normal request to be in the Farmer's Market lot at the lunchtime hours. Any questions?
We've had multiple there before, correct?
Yes.
Okay. With that being the case, I'll make a motion to allow Rolling Pig Pen to operate on those dates.
Second that.
Motion and second. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Jump straight into the next one. We got Chick-fil-A Columbus. See if I can get through this in one breath. They would like to be there the hours of 11 to 1 on May the 1st, 2nd, 5th, 8th, 9th, 12th, 15th, 16th, 19th, 22nd, and 26th. I did not make it in one breath. I almost got there. Next one I can get. They would also like to be there for the hours of 4 to 7 on May 1st, 8th, 15th, and 22nd. There's been some chatter before the meeting of, you know, at what point is too many dates, but I don't think that's for us to determine. I think that has to go to council to talk about. So with that, I would encourage us to, you know, approve this one and then maybe send it to retail development at council so they can give us their 2 cents on how many they think is too many or if there is too many. So.
Yeah, was that in the form of a motion?
Sure.
Okay, I'll second that.
Okay, I got a motion and a second. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Jim, you may want to come to that meeting, Jim. You'll get a kick out of that.
The Fall Festival, Magic of Books / Pacey Apothecary, which is the 100 block of West 2nd Street. They have a spring festival coming up week from tomorrow?
No, tomorrow.
Tomorrow, okay. This will be the second time for the Fall Festival. It is September 23rd from 2 to 8 p.m. They would like to close 2nd Street at the stoplight at Chestnut all the way over to the tracks, still allowing left-hand turns onto Indianapolis Avenue there. Festival with vendor booths, food trucks, family-friendly, and then the road closure. Questions? Okay.
Everything's in place?
Seems to be.
I'll make a motion that we allow the Fall Festival to happen.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. DPW, Greg, you guys got that one on your calendar now?
You.
Jane will send it to you, I'm sure. WPC Director, Jaron Gladstein. Thank you for answering your text a minute ago as well.
I got you. Good morning. This is pertaining to the upcoming bond projects. It is a task order for Trading Associates. They are taking care of the inside of the facility projects that we're doing. this task order, it will allow them to stay on schedule with the upcoming bond and projects with the bidding, and they will be able to start design work, engineer work, and to get things going. Travis Maupin from Strands here, as I let him kind of give you a little rundown more of what it's about.
Sure thing.
Thanks, Jaren. So as Jaren said, this is just kind of the next step in the treatment plant portion of the work that'll be included as part of the SRF-PER that was submitted earlier in April. This keeps us online. So the PER submitted in April, they're going through the scoring criteria now for those PERs across the state. They released the fundable range of projects in July. And those are the projects that will get funded in the 2023 funding year. And for us, if we were to wait till the end of July to kickstart this effort, we wouldn't have enough time necessarily to get the design done and permitted such that we could bid it on the bidding schedule that SRF wants to follow. So this just gets us rolling on that end of things and sets us up to keep us on schedule as submitted earlier in the month.
Okay.
That's good.
Questions? Looks like it is just a contract that needs my signature, so I need the board's permission to commit to the contract.
I'll make a motion to allow you to sign that.
I'll second that.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify with aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jerry.
It is signed for you after the meeting. WPC Director Jaren Gladstein. You ran away. You still got stuff to talk about.
Well, that was your phone.
No.
Yeah,
mine was on silent. I was prepared. I'm not sure this one. I thought Bernie was actually presenting this one. This is the agreement for the Pines private lift station. The Pines is going to install a private lift station on the east side of Highway 31, where there is currently no city sewer. They are currently on the septic. The only area for them to get to is across from the subdivision there.
Quail Creek.
That south entrance there has a manhole, and they're going to run a force main underneath 31. NDOT does not allow private ownership of a force main or sewer line underneath a state highway. So this agreement says that we own it, but they're fully responsible for it. And then the lift station is, of course, is all there. That's theirs also, private. So this just gets them underneath 31 to that manhole to discharge into our gravity manhole, and us ownership of it, them full responsibility of it.
Okay. If I remember correctly, Chris, you reviewed this one as well?
I wrote it.
You wrote it?
Yeah.
Even better. Okay.
Will those stipulations continue if it changes ownership?
Yeah, it should.
Any other questions?
No, sounds good.
Okay. Anybody want to make a motion?
Yes, I'll make a motion to allow the Pines to have a private lift station that we own.
No, second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Thank you all.
Motion carries. Thanks, Jaren. Police Chief Greg O'Brien and Assistant Chief John Watson.
So we have a memorandum of understanding with the Seymour Community Schools. Chris has read it and reviewed it. She made some changes to it, sent it back to the school. They made the changes and gave it back. It's basically for four officers. They will provide the funding for those four officers while they're in the school, and those officers will be the responsibility of the Seymour Police Department and not the school corporation. They will fall under our jurisdiction, our rules, and stuff like that. So just ask for a motion to pass the MOU.
I don't have any questions.
Okay. No questions?
I'll make a motion to allow the fourth resource officer.
Second that.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. DPW Director Chad Dixon. He's got all kinds of stuff today.
Yeah.
You move back one day, you got everything.
So bear with me here. Sorry, guys.
I believe you've already seen it as well.
So it's basically a quote to replace two rear load packers we have. We have funds in our non-operating account to pay for those. Darren has taken a look at our plan as far as that goes as well. But we have the funds for them. They will be replacing a 20 and a 21-year-old rear load packers. So we're in desperate need of those. But this will get us, by me signing this or whatever, with your approval, will get us the first packer in September of this year that will eventually go to yard waste. And the other we will get in April of 24.
And this is a lease? Hmm. Correct.
No, this is a purchase.
Okay.
Yep. We're able to make that work.
So. Okay. Questions?
Nope.
We don't even have to put a tree and a hoot owl on it or anything.
All right.
Okay.
And my next one is on there. I don't actually believe it needs to come here, but just so you know, we're reinstalling some speed limit signs on the annex to the east on line 25 and line 50.
Okay.
So. You need a motion for
the... Yeah, we need a motion for the trucks.
I'll make a motion to allow the purchase of the new truck.
Trucks.
Thank you. Motion and a second for the trucks. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Now, to back up a second, JG in here? No. Did we get the rename of the roads done yet?
I don't know.
Okay. So we might touch base with him on that too, because you have to change those signs when that time comes as well.
Thank you, guys.
Okay. Yep. Thanks, Chad. Bernie is not here. Travis, you want to talk engineer stuff for a minute, just for... No?
I can feel the void in the room. It is Friday. I do want to leave on Tuesday.
Okay. Clerk Treasurer Bowes.
We have an abundance of sewer adjustments this week. Starting to be pool season. You know, we had a week or two there. It was warm, and now it's gotten cold. So people are sitting here with cold pools. Starting top of the list... Tina Thielen of Sycamore Road. This was due to a pipe burst under the house. Everything was repaired as should be, and water usage is turned back to normal. She's looking for a credit of $163.39. We have Alexis Megan at Kimberly Avenue at the trailer park. Had a pipe burst under the trailer. Again, been repaired. Everything was done in a timely manner. Looking for a credit of $150.18. Eric Miller, 713 East 2nd Street, had a pipe burst upstairs in the house. Caused extensive damage. They've actually had a restoration company in there, but for the usage of the water, or the loss of the water, looking for $343.98. Rachel Kindred, 810 North Park Street. Water main broke under the house, again repaired, everything's back as it should be. That's a larger one at 531-23. Rock Laraway on Spring Hill Road, pipe burst outside of home, looking for a credit of $83.13. Angela Pasquale, 405 East 4th Street. Leak under the house has been repaired. Water usage back to normal. Another large one at 537-27. Tanya Mattern, leak under the house. Everything's been repaired. That's a smaller one at $42.17. We have one for lawn watering on James Avenue. It's only for $5.46. For a resod. Chris Scott, Mutton Creek Drive filled pool. So that's a pool fill for $262.08. James Owens, 3549 St. Andrew's Place, pool fill for $122.85. Marianne Jordan, 309 Johnson Street. Pool fill for $98.28. Francisco Sanchez, 471 Cornerstone Avenue, pool fill, that's for $70.98. Bob Brown, $415 last year. Pool fill, $43.68. Amanda Wilt, 1200 South Park, pool fill for $114.66. All of our meet our criteria. None of them went down the sanitary drain to the sewer plant, so I would ask that you approve these adjustments.
In that case, since everything has been approved, I would make a motion that we pass on these.
Second.
Motion and a second to approve all of the adjustments. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Anything else, Mr. Bowes?
I believe that's all I have.
Okay. Miscellaneous items. Lolo's Food Truck has sent in a couple requests. Wednesday, May the 3rd, the 10th, the 17th, and the 23rd from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Farmer's Market Lot is the first request. I want to do lunch and dinner. They have been there before. Everything appears to be in order.
The name of that again was what?
Lola's Modern Lola's. Kitchen.
Okay. I'll make a motion to allow Lola's to operate during those dates.
I'll second that.
Motion and a second for those dates for Lola's. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Okay. Now I've got a second one from them, and I read them separately just because this one's a little different. Saturday, May the 6th, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. So next, a week from tomorrow. The Lost and Found Toys is having a comic book day event in the 100 block of West 2nd. And they would like to serve along the street like we allowed them to do last Saturday. And then they are also having stand-up comedy that night. So they want to use three parking spaces to set up their food trailer. So that is the request. May the 6th, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., starting on one end. And
you say last week they did the same?
Last week they did it for the downtown shop around slash...
They had a comedy.
Had comedy that night also.
So we received no complaints.
Good.
Okay.
That was my point.
When they were in, the trailer was out there, so...
Thank you.
I didn't see it. Did it look okay? Is the comedy inside or outside?
It's inside.
The comedy is inside. Okay. Yeah, I mean, we were down at the shop around for 2 or 3 hours and didn't seem to see any. Maybe the only thing I would comment on was the extension cord, needing to, you know, tape it down or put some sort of cone or something. Beyond that, I didn't see anything that caught my attention.
Yep. With that being the case, I'll make a motion to allow the food truck on the road then.
Okay.
Second that.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Okay. Last miscellaneous item that I've got before we do all the fun stuff. Yesterday, and the reason we're here today is I was in Indianapolis to receive a ACEC. Bernie, what's that stand for? American Association of...
American Civil Engineers Association.
Okay. Of Indiana's 2023 Engineering Excellence Award competition. Seymour was a state finalist when it came to Burkhart Boulevard Bypass Phase 1, which was an RQAW HWC engineering project. Unfortunately, we did not win the grand prize. We didn't come home with all the fun stuff, but we did make it to be a finalist. So congratulations to everybody involved in making that happen. And last but not least, under my miscellaneous stuff, actually, let's do that. Miscellaneous from the audience, and then I'll go.
Okay. Oh, boy.
WPC, whatever your title is officially.
Yes.
Doug Gregory.
You guys know who I am, but I'll announce it. My name is Doug Gregory. I'm the assistant director to WPC.
I couldn't decide if you were the assistant or had some other fancy.
No, just assistant. We have a 2012 Chevy truck that we would like your permission to replace. This truck has a roughly 140,000 miles on it. We have recently had it checked out. It has dropped a cam in it. It's missing cylinder number 5 and number 7. Instead of putting the money into it and repairing it, we'd like to replace it with a new truck. It is in our asset extensions and plan to replace this year. We have went out
for several quotes. We've done Pointers locally, Cole Chevrolet in Clarksville, Kelly Chevrolet in Terre Haute?
Fort Wayne.
And it's coming in, and we've priced several, couple of different styles of truck. We've priced a single cab truck or crew cab truck. We benefit from either one. And it's coming in that the crew cab four-wheel drive truck is coming in about $3,000 cheaper than what we can buy a single cab truck for. Pointers is right around $59,000 for a single cab truck with a utility bed on it. We can purchase this truck from Kelly for $54,430. And it's a crew cab, four-wheel drive, three-quarter ton with a U. And we have to take it to Knapheide to have a utility bed put on. So we're coming in several thousand dollars less. So what we're asking is your permission to buy the truck from Kelly and take it to Knapheide and have a utility bed put on.
What's you say the utility bed would be how much, Doug?
The utility bed by itself is $8,600, but that price, that $54,430, includes the
utility. Oh, it includes it.
Yeah,
okay,
we're getting a truck for $45,740.
Okay.
So,
okay.
And we're adding the $8,600 to it so we can put a utility bed on it.
Well, kind of a no-brainer there, I thought.
The same truck at Cole Chevrolet, exact same truck, is $58,000-some-odd. And I mean, it still has the utility bed already on it, so.
Well, I mean, I'd like to work locally, and I think all of us would if we could, but I mean, that's quite a bit of difference there.
Yeah, and I mean, for $3,000, I'll drive up there and pick it up. I mean,
That's the only question I had. I didn't know that was with the bed, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Knapheide treats us pretty good. We got some trucks with Knapheide beds on them. And I mean, the bed from Cool was $13,000 is what they charge a dealership to put a bed on. We're getting one for $8,600, so.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay.
I'll make a motion to buy the truck from Kelly.
Second then.
Motion and second. All those in favor signify with aye.
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 Thank
motion
you.
Carries. Any other miscellaneous? Mr. Dixon.
Real quick here, I just want to speak on behalf of our engineer since he wasn't here. Just so everybody kind of knows.
He's here now.
I've got to rub that in a little bit still. But I want you all to know that CCM 21 is complete. 21-2 is complete. Actually, the 22 that I have one road left to pave, that's Airport Road. It's one block section, but other than that, we're good. They would have had it done today, but the weather was stacked up against them. So on Monday, they plan to pave that and finish all the striping and...
And they're done?
Yes, sir.
So we're closing out two CCMG, 2 years worth of CCMG in a couple weeks span?
Yep.
Because didn't they just pave last week on,
it
was a week ago yesterday on Park,
wasn't it? A lot of streets paved in a short amount of time, but finally got them all done. So.
Bernie wants to add to that.
I would like to just say that none of those 21 or 22 CCM projects were in the inventory update from last year.
Oh,
because
there's an update.
All the pavement started after we were done with the 22 assessment. So we'll have an update on that probably within the next even few hours, and I'll send it out to you guys.
It's already in my computer if you want me to send it to you.
Thanks.
I did it this morning. Okay, any other miscellaneous from the crowd? Okay, well, we got some stuff to do then. First up, coming in at the 5-year mark, and he got me because his name's, that's not what I call him.
I'm sorry.
Jojo, come on up. Joe Williams, as the chart says. 5 years with the city of Seymour, so thank you for your service both at DPW, even though maybe they're like,
hey, with parks.
So, congratulations. I know. So, thank you, though. Thank you for your service. She's trying to take a picture. We're not helping her at all. Thanks, Jerry. Next up. Let's Let's see, that'd be 15 years if my math is correct, coming in for DPW. Todd, come on up.
He's really excited.
This was actually last month, but he was on vacation or homesick or something besides being here, so. Congratulations. Now, I did not add this, but Todd is part of the shop out there. So he not only takes care of DPW vehicles, he makes sure that your vehicle's running good, and your vehicle's running good, and your vehicle's running good.
Does a good job.
And mine. So thank you, Todd. Much appreciated. Next on the list, coming in at the 20-year mark, Mr. Prophet, I don't mean Chris. Chris would have been like three when he started. So, I don't think he's older than that, but thank you for 20 years of service.
Thank you.
Hold on. So get your 20-year pin and put on your uniform.
And then we get into the small gifts. If you notice, there's been a trend. Well, that one, never mind. Now, all joking aside, Ryan Huddleston,
he's in the middle of 50.
25 years. And yeah, as Greg said, he's working the Highway 50 road project right now. Right. Troy Munson, 25 years also.
He's teaching at Jackson School today.
Jackson's Stranger Danger. That's what I was going to say. I told me he was somewhere. Those two actually started on the same day, April 1st, 98. And then just a few days later, Mike Cooper.
Who is here? We're all three the same day.
Oh, were you?
Yes.
Okay, Jane, you typed it backwards. So, congratulations, Coop. Thank you. We do appreciate you as well.
Can you imagine the great
and for those of you that don't know, Coop's track of the training has kind of rolled into a new role, 25 years for his Class A's. So, appreciation to all of you guys, whether it's turning wrenches to keep everybody moving, whether it's keeping everybody safe, whether it's keeping our parks beautiful, or keeping track of everything that all of them are trying to learn in the process. So thank you all, and I'll get Huddleston and Munson at some point.
They said they need to be filled, though. Saying, but I was told.
They need to be for their flasks. I figure after 25 years, maybe
so
it's...
Just so you know, they actually look forward to that gift.
Yes, we will get a group shot afterwards. Any other miscellaneous before we call today? And stick around for a group picture in just a second.
Nothing for me.
Make a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Meeting adjourned.